All right, so you know, we hear all the time about these big companies getting nailed with huge fines, right? For data breaches and all those security messes. Well, Zoom's clearly been taking notes because they just announced a ton of new features, and they're all about making their enterprise clients feel like super secure.
Yeah, and it's really interesting how Zoom is like reacting to this whole changing world of cybersecurity. Like, think about it. Almost $550 million globally in penalties for not following the rules in just 1 year. That's a ton of cash. And then you've got this insane number of people who are affected by these security breaches. We're talking over 350 million. It makes you understand why companies are freaking out a little and looking for solutions. And Zoom's answer to all of this seems to be this revamped Compliance Manager Plus.
Okay, Compliance Manager Plus. That sounds like something, well, my IT department would be thrilled about. But what's the big deal for companies who are like, should we use Zoom?
Okay, so imagine this. You're the one at your company who's responsible for all that sensitive information, right? With Compliance Manager Plus, Zoom's offering this like enhanced risk detection, data loss prevention. It's like a really strong safety net that's always running in the background and making sure there are no oops moments that could cost the company a ton of money in fines, or even worse, actually compromise their data. It's all about peace of mind, in this digital world where it feels like anything can happen.
So it's like having a digital bodyguard, but for all your Zoom meetings and all your data.
Yeah, exactly. And seriously, can you really put a price on that kind of security these days? But Zoom, they didn't stop there. Oh no, they're tackling another thing that drives businesses nuts. What happens when the internet's out? We've all been there. That awful moment when everything freezes and you're like, oh no, is my connection gone right in the middle of some crucial presentation or a big negotiation? So Zoom's solution, Zoom meeting survivability. And the key here is something called Zoom Node.
Okay, Zoom Node. This sounds almost too good to be true. Are they saying they can keep my meeting going even if someone trips over the router cable?
Well, I don't know about every single situation, but pretty close. Think of the Zoom node like, those backup generators people have?
Yeah.
It's the same idea, but for your meetings. Let's say your internet goes down. Zoom node automatically takes over and switches your meeting over to these local servers, and it keeps everything going smoothly. No one even misses a beat.
Wow, that's pretty incredible when you think about it.
Yeah.
But how big of a deal is this really in the grand scheme of things?
It all comes down to business continuity, especially for those industries where every second matters. Like, think about, oh, I don't know, a medical team in the middle of an operation or financial analysts who have to react super quickly to the market changing. Even a few seconds offline can be a disaster for them. With Zoom Node, Zoom wants to be the platform that businesses can always depend on, the one that just works no matter what's happening.
Yeah, like they always say, time is money, right? And when you're talking business, downtime is like the opposite of making money. But, even when the internet IS working, we've all been there, right? Laggy video, those annoying buffering messages. Can Zoom actually get rid of all those bandwidth problems with this new Zoom mesh for meetings? What is that anyway?
Well, they're definitely making a big promise, that's for sure. Okay, so think about it this way. Your internet connection is like a highway. Okay, so Zoom Mesh, it's like creating a dedicated lane on that highway, but only for your meeting data. So it's optimized, everything flows better, and it's faster too. And get this, they've actually been using it already for Zoom webinars and those big Zoom events, and the results are kind of amazing. They're seeing something like a 60% reduction in how much bandwidth gets used.
Wait, a 60% reduction. Okay, now you're talking about real savings. For any company that's trying to keep costs down, that's a pretty good argument right there. But let's switch gears for a sec, okay? Let's talk about data, specifically who has control over it. I mean, some companies are really sensitive about where their data is actually stored, you know. Zoom says they're tackling that with Zoom Customer Managed Key Hybrid.
Or was it CMK Hybrid?
You got it, CMK Hybrid. And for those companies, you know, the ones dealing with super sensitive info, this is a big change. Imagine this. Say you're a law firm, right? And you're on Zoom discussing confidential client stuff. With CMK Hybrid, it's like Zoom is literally handing you the encryption keys, okay? Like a special digital lock that only your company has the key to. So even Zoom can't get in and see the data without you giving the okay.
Oh, wow. So it's like having your own super safe digital vault, and you're the only one with the key. That is huge for any industry dealing with financial records or medical files or anything like that.
Absolutely. And it really shows you this trend, right? Data privacy is becoming more and more important. Companies want control over their digital stuff, and this is Zoom's answer to that. But gotta be honest with you, there are always trade-offs. So while having this much control is fantastic for security, it might mean you have to give up a bit of that seamless integration that you get with something that's fully cloud-based. You know, it's a balancing act, basically. And every company has to decide what's best for them, what their priorities are.
So it's like choosing between a Swiss bank account and using like Apple Pay, right? They both have their good points and bad points, depending on what's important to you. But, okay, taking a step back for a second, it seems like Zoom isn't just like dipping their toes into this whole enterprise thing. They're going all in. Why do you think they're making such a big push to get into the enterprise market all of a sudden?
Well, I mean, we can't just ignore the obvious, right? The pandemic, it totally changed how we work. I mean, Zoom went from this niche video conferencing tool to a household name almost overnight. But as things started going back to normal, back to the office, Zoom knew they had to, like, evolve. The enterprise market, with all those demands for tools that are secure and reliable and packed with features, that's a massive opportunity.
It's like that saying, adapt or die, right? Companies that survive are the ones that can see the changes coming and change with them.
That's exactly it. Zoom realized that this growth spurt they had during the pandemic, it wasn't going to last forever. They needed to solidify their spot, you know, and find a market where they could grow long term. The enterprise world, with that constant need for solutions that can handle communication and collaboration, well, it just makes sense.
But they're not the only ones in the game, are they? I mean, Microsoft Teams and Google Meet are already pretty popular, especially with bigger companies.
Oh yeah, for sure. And this is where it gets really interesting. Microsoft and Google, they have this advantage because they're already integrated into so many workplaces with all their software and services, you know? It's like Zoom's trying to get into this club where everybody already knows each other. They're going to have to offer something really special, something the others don't have, if they want to stand out.
So how are they trying to do that? How do they set themselves apart in this crowded market?
Well, these new features are a big part of their plan, that's for sure. They're focusing on security, on compliance, on making sure things run smoothly. And those are all areas where enterprises need very specific solutions, often complicated ones too. They're presenting themselves as the answer for businesses that absolutely cannot afford any mistakes, any slip-ups.
Smart move, right? Go after the stuff that keeps those CIOs and IT managers awake at night. But it can't just be about, you know, checking boxes on a list of features, candidates. Like, it's not enough to have the coolest gadgets, right? You got to solve the real problems. So Zoom's saying, hey, we get it. You're worried about security. You're tired of tech headaches, and no one wants to deal with choppy video. But okay, let's talk big picture for a minute. Can Zoom really go up against the big guys? Microsoft, Google, can they really compete with them in the enterprise world?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's a real David and Goliath situation. Zoom's got that like energy and speed you see with companies that are growing fast. But Microsoft and Google, they've got this massive network behind them, right? It's kind of like a new company trying to start a luxury car company and take on like Mercedes-Benz or BMW. You need more than just a fancy car, right? You need people to trust you, and that takes time.
So how do you win over those big companies? What does Zoom have to focus on if they want to break into that top tier?
Well, first things first, they got to do what they're promising, right? These features sound amazing when you're reading about them, but the real test is how well they actually work out there in the real world. Can Zoom deliver that rock-solid security? Can they keep things running smoothly? And can they fit in with the systems companies are already using? Those are the things IT people are going to be asking.
It's like buying a really nice car.
Yeah.
You know, It might look great in the showroom, all shiny and new, but how's it going to handle when it's pouring rain? Can you depend on it? That's what really matters in the end.
100%. And beyond that, Zoom has to show that they're not going anywhere. Big companies, they want to know you'll be around for a while, that you're a stable partner. They need to see that Zoom's not just chasing the latest trend, but that they're really invested in building things that will work for years to come, things that can grow and change as businesses need them to.
So it's all about trust,
yeah,
right? Showing that you're in it for the long haul, that you're a partner, not just some company trying to make a quick buck.
Right. And that doesn't happen overnight. You know, it takes time, consistent work, and really understanding the challenges that these bigger companies are facing. Oh, and you know, there's another thing we haven't even talked about yet. What about the people actually using this stuff?
Oh, you're right. Because it doesn't matter how secure or how fancy a platform is. If it's a pain to use, no one's going to want to use it.
Exactly. So Zoom's got to make sure all these new features, the whole platform, really, it needs to make sense to people. It needs to be easy to use. I mean, let's be real. People don't want to spend their day fighting with technology. They just want something that works and gets out of the way so they can do what they need to do. Talk to each other, work together, and get things done.
You hit the nail on the head. That is so important. Technology should help us, not slow us down. So as we wrap up our deep dive here on Zoom and what they're doing in the enterprise world, it seems like the ending hasn't been written yet. They've definitely got the tools and they seem to have the willpower, but can they actually pull it off? Can they prove they're serious about being a big player in the enterprise world? Only time will tell.
Well said. And the next few years are going to be really interesting to watch, that's for sure. Can Zoom actually compete with these giant companies that are already so established? Are they going to be able to win over not just the tech people, but everyone else too? I guess we'll see. But I can tell you one thing. This competition is heating up, and that's good for everyone involved because it means we'll see more innovation, better tools, and companies focusing on what really matters, which is giving people the power to connect with each other, work together, and, you know, do amazing things.
And that is the perfect place to end it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you learned something new today, and maybe it even got you thinking about the future of work and how technology fits into all of our lives. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and we'll see you next time.